Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up towards the mound. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler bunts towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Lynch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynch. Bond goes all the way around to score. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bond scores. White moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Freeze reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burgess. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Burgess steals second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Vern Law. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Fred Green now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Smokey Burgess. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive towards first. Staub catches it and steps on first to double up Lynch. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.